Bay Radio, where all the active content is compliant, even when the host is obstreperous. Now, here's Griff.
I am never obstreperous. Don't you use those big words here? This segment is brought to you by Bulk, B-U-L-Q, the easy way to source. They've been called millennials on steroids. Oh, brother. I'm frightened.
Now I'm afraid.
I'm scared of them already. And there are currently more than 23 million of them in the U.S. alone. And what do we know about them, by the way? They don't vote. Here now to teach us six ways to sell to the digital natives known as Generation Z is Reba Lazansky. She's the founder and CEO of GrowBiz Media, author of The Small Biz Daily, an award-winning advocate for entrepreneurs, an old friend of eBay Radio. Welcome back, Reba.
Hey, Griff. Hi, Lee. How are you?
Doing peachy, Reba. Thank you.
So, Reba, now that you're here, tell us, we're dying to know, who is Gen Z and why should we care?
Gen Z are the kids and the teenagers. They were born in 2001, and up through today, we haven't come up with a new generation yet. Often generations span 20 years, so we have a little time yet. So they're the 16-year-olds and younger. And so you may think, well, why do I care?
Yeah, they're kids.
They control a lot of money. That people spend on them. I'm going to isolate the part that might be more relevant to an eBay seller, because a 5-year-old's not going to go on the website and say, Mommy, get me this. But a teenager could be shopping with their own money, or what they call pester power, which is asking other people to buy them things. So teens themselves have about $91 billion of income from just getting money or from working, and there's $158 billion spent on teens by other people. So basically, teenagers there's a spend of $259 billion. That's why you should care.
So, Reva, just getting ready to press the button to buy my 5-year-old grandson a present for his birthday.
Exactly.
So, I've already been for years, you know, spending money on these kids that were born since 2001. I have a big potload of them. I started to say a bad word. A big potload of them in my family. So, they're kids. So how do we sell to kids?
Well, one of the things is it's not the traditional way. So that's why there's a lot of advantage here, because it's not like you have to buy a commercial on a TV network. A lot of it is social. This generation is the first truly completely digital native generation there is. So you can do social selling, on websites. The biggest social, there was just a survey done twice a year. Piper Jaffray does this huge survey on teens, and they just did one and said, okay, you know, how do we reach you? How do we sell to you? And the number one answer was Instagram. You know, so don't make the mistake of thinking, oh, everybody's on Facebook. Teens are not on Facebook. They might be there, but they don't care, and they don't want to hear from you. They want to hear from brands and companies on Instagram. Number two is Snapchat, and then Twitter.
Don't those go away?
Really big with this audience. YouTube videos will reach them.
The things that you just mentioned, don't they disappear real quick after they go up there? I think a lot of these young people know from their older brothers and sisters, who unfortunately put things on social media they should not have, that they are very paranoid about it.
Well, Snapchat vanishes, because that's the concept of Snapchat, but not the others. And Instagram's actually the fastest-growing social media platform in the country, not just aimed at teens. A lot of marketers are marketing on Instagram, and it's perfect for marketers that have products to sell. It's much more used for people with products rather than services, because it's pictures. Teens, this whole audience is very picture oriented, very video oriented. They're going to YouTube to see what's cool, what's hot, how do I wear it, how do I use it. And so it's a matter of, this is where they're at and this is where you need to be at. Ad Age, you know, the big marketing magazine did a survey and said that teens expect the companies they do business with, that they pay money to, are acting as digitally native as those as they are. And so that's where you need to be. And, you know, if you're an eBay seller, you're already online. You know this. This is not a foreign world to you. So you just need to get out there and engage with them and talk to them. But you have to be authentic about it. Don't talk down to them.
So, yeah, so that's the important thing is this is not a push channel where you're just pushing stuff at them. If you don't engage with them, it's not effective.
Absolutely. They don't want to be lectured to. They don't want to be, you know, that's what a parent does. This is about having actual conversations. And when you look at it, again, according to that Piper Jaffray study, and like I said, they do it twice a year, so it's always the most current information. The new one was just released. The number one item that kids buy, most of their money is spent on food, actually, going out to eat. Mm. But the number one item that they buy is clothes. For girls, clothes is number one, more than food.
Not surprising.
Boys, they're eating first and buying clothes second.
So I just looked up a statistic, and you're absolutely right. Facebook has lost 25% of this demographic Z since 2011.
Yeah, you know why?
They're going to Snapchat and Whisper.
Because yeah, mommy's because, on there.
Right, they don't want to be where their parents are. And their
or
parents
their grandparents.
No. Or their grandparents, right. Or all their grandparents' friends. It's, you know, it's the online equivalent of walking into a room with a bunch of your old relatives and they all start pinching your cheek and saying what a wonderful little kid you are.
It's true. I yeah, do that be? To my grandsons on
oh,
Facebook.
Look, it's little God, Lee and Jimmy. What are you two going to be when you grow? You're so cute. Let me just pinch those cheeks.
They put a little sexy picture up there and you say, how adorable. He's so precious.
Exactly. Right. Honey. Is something wrong with your mouth? It looks like duck. It looks like a duck lips.
Okay, so Reva, how can we engage with this audience?
Not like that.
So it's, not like that. So it's about on your website, making sure you have social share buttons, use a lot of video on your site, fresh content, lots of pictures. They have, like you said, a very quick attention span. So it's all about fresh content, and more than anything else, you need to be your site. Everything you do, any marketing you do needs to be mobily optimized because the way they're talking to you and buying from you is on their phones and tablets, not on laptops or desktop computers.
Yeah, but I have a question now.
Yes.
So the question is, so they don't like old people, but if you're on their channel, right, if you're on the Instagram, they're on the Instagram or on the Snapchat or whatever, and they see that you're not one of their demographic age group, I mean, does that turn them off, or do you have to hire, like, a young child in the neighborhood or put your daughter to work?
No, I think what you need is to make your brand be visible. We don't need a picture of your lovely face, Griff, as lovely as it is, because you're right. But it's your brand. So it's, you're pushing your brand on these social channels. So the number one thing, rule of anybody, no matter what group you're selling to, your social channel should be separate from your personal channel. And so this is your business that you're selling to them, and it's about the clothes you're selling. It's like anything else. People will buy from places that have the products they want at a price they're willing to pay. And so when you look at right now what's really hot in terms of the teen market, Adidas was the fastest growing brand in the survey. I mean, Nike and Converse dominate the sneaker category, but Adidas was the fastest growing brand. So if you're an eBay seller and you've got Adidas, or you've got a connection here, that's what's appealing to this market. If you're going to show that, they don't really care what you are, but you don't want to show that to them necessarily.
Ah, okay. I just feel like, you know, I'd be successful until I showed my face, and they'd say, oh, that's an old person. I'm not buying anything from them.
Yes, but you look very hip.
Yes, and also, no kid, no 16-year-old expects to, you know, that stores or online stores are being run by other 16-year-olds. That's, you know, they're not naive. They know that the grown-ups are the ones who are the business owners. It's just about not being condescending or patronizing when you talk to them. You want your language to be authentic. So if you're worried about that, if you're worried about, you know, using, like, I use the word cool a lot. And I was talking to a friend of mine who's about to make a QVC appearance, and they said to him, don't use the word cool. And I thought cool was universal. It appeals to all generations, which shows how old I am. So if you're worried about that, you know, find a kid in your family or a neighbor and run your language by them to make sure you're authentic and not condescending. But once you do that, I think you're fine.
Okay. Then I'll take your word for it because I just don't like being dissed by young people. Just give me your money and I'll sell you a shirt. How's that?
And so also in doing the research, one of the experts said that while the students, he interviewed a bunch of Generation Z students.
Yeah.
He said they were fairly happy and well adjusted, but they are not giddy like so many Generation Y kids were in the 90s.
They were giddy?
They tend to be more realistic, not idealistic, seemingly jaded from the tough economy, terrorism, and complexities of life.
Because they're much more tuned in. You know, you can't escape what's going on, especially when you're so connected to the world via that phone in your hand. And so they are much more realistic. I know that from my hanging out with my friend's kids. Her 14-year-old daughter was so tuned into what was happening in the election and what's going on in the world because she's constantly online looking at stuff. And so that's why it's about being authentic and it's about caring. I mean, this generation, as well as the millennials, the one thing they've taken from the millennials is they'd rather do business with companies that give a damn, that show that they're either environmentally concerned or maybe they contribute to a cause that's important, whether that's, you know, somehow saving the planet or helping save some people or that kind of thing. And again, it has to be authentic. If you try to pull one over on them, not only are they going to find you out, but they're going to tell all their friends and it's going to spread on socials.
Reva Lazansky, you are always authentic. We'd love to have you here.
Happy she's back. This segment was brought to you by BULQ, the easy way to source. Next up, your call when we return with more B-Bay Radio.
Internet sales tax, global trade, postal policies, and ownership rights are issues that impact your bottom line. eBay's government relations team has your back with eBay Main Street, giving you a voice on e-commerce legislation. 600,000 of your fellow e-commerce advocates have joined, and we need you. Sign up at ebaymainstreet.com/join. That's ebaymainstreet.com/join.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
Somewhere in the future on the eBay space-time continuum.
There, that's today's sold items beamed out to their buyers. Now, let's get the robo-listers started on our latest case of liquidation goods from bulk.
What's in that case, boss?
Check bulk's manifest. It'll show you exactly what we bought.
Bulk sure makes it easy.
It wasn't always easy. Before bulk revolutionized product sourcing back in the 21st century, it was really hard. Sellers had to find major manufacturers who wanted to liquidate overstocked, returned, and open box merchandise all on their own. Most companies sold inventory by the truckload with no list or guarantee of what was included. And shipping, it cost more than your paycheck.
Bulk changed all that?
Thanks to bulk, we can buy by the pallet or case with an itemized manifest and flat rate shipping. Now, enough ancient history. Let's check out those robo-listers.
Bulk.com. Revolutionizing product sourcing for online sellers. BULQ.com.
In the world of e-commerce, returns are a fact of life. Now, ShipStation helps you to turn returns into happy return customers. That's because ShipStation lets you automate returns through a branded returns portal. All your buyer has to do is enter their order number and a reason for the return, then print out their return label. Easy peasy. Since you can brand your return portal with your logo and social links, that customer is going to remember who they shopped with. And a customer who has a happy returns experience is much more likely to come back and buy from you again. That makes you happy. There are lots of other reasons you'll be happy with ShipStation too. Like the ability to automate and customize practically every step of fulfilling your eBay orders. So come on, get happy. Try ShipStation free for 30 days. No credit card required at ShipStation.com. That's ShipStation.com.
Listen while you list.